You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Space, a final frontier.
Tune into Revealing Better Results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.
Welcome to Show 83 of Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being brought to listeners in part by Exquisite Barista Service. Visit and select from a variety of K-Cup blends you can all enjoy at home or at the home office. Go to exquisitebarista.com. Also, tune in to Magic City Hi-Li live coverage via Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And listen out for Magic City Hi-Li recaps on sports and stuff right here on EPRN. And today, I want to start the show off by letting listeners know that we've pretty much been aiming to align different causes and resources in our finances in such a way that gives our communities a real voice. And today, my special guest, Mr. Dion Rambis, is catching the attention of many people today with the Freedom Family Movement. I want to welcome Mr. Dion Rambis. Welcome to Revealing Better Results, sir. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm absolutely fantastic, sir. I appreciate the opportunity. I never take a day off from fantastic. How about yourself?
Me either. There's never a rest, especially when you have big things that you're doing and you're leading a movement. And when did you discover that you wanted to be the leader of a big movement that matters?
Oh, man, that's an amazing question. I don't know. I don't know if you've heard it before. It sounds cliche, but people say, ever since they were as far back as they can remember as a little kid, they felt like they were supposed to do something big. it was just there at the earliest ages I could think of. Always had extreme confidence and belief in myself, and dreams were always possible. Most people would call me a dreamer, right? Especially when I said when I told my family and friends I was going to play for the Lakers. That was the first time they told me I was crazy. But that's just what dreamers have to go through, right? Is being ridiculed and opposed, and still having the ability to believe and continue the pursuit. So it didn't become a movement, I guess, in my mind until I really was able to more crystallize and define the purpose behind my passion and what I felt was going to be something big, right? I had to live life and go through experiences to kind of shape and mold, what it is I wanted to create as a movement and who I am. Absolutely. So long story short, the question of when, I would say probably in my mid-20s, I would say probably was when I got real focused, having a family, starting my family, and my three kids were my passion and my why, and that began the journey of serving first my family, right, and then it grew from there.
Right. Okay. Entering into acquiring real estate and, you know, trading Forex, was that a result of having a family, or did you do all of that first?
Well, it's funny because my corporate career, where I went, you know, did the traditional things, you know, go to school, get good grades so you can get that good job, I had to follow that path when the Lakers never called. And so from there, used my business management degree that I was blessed to get thanks to a basketball scholarship. It was like one thing led to another through the journey. And as I, you know, entered the corporate America in banking and finance, which was an amazing experience for me in some of the larger institutions in the world, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, that was the corporate side. Then being bit by the freedom bug, right? Because, and again, even though I went into corporate America, there was never a desire to. Like even before, right, when I was just a young kid, I committed to myself that I would never leave my kids like my mom had to leave me, right, to serve and go to the plant, the Chrysler plant, when, for me, my mom, right? I always dreaded the fact that she would have to go to work. And I said, I'm not going to do that to my kid. Well, I still had to do it, but it was just something in me that always wanted to be able to have time freedom, financial freedom. And the corporate route was a bridge to support me and my family and be able to take care of my responsibilities. And I think Jim Rome says it best. I live my life, and took care of my family and my responsibilities, but I built my dream part-time, right? So, you know, you built the dream part-time until it can actually, you know, become full-time.
Right. Okay. Well, as you were building that dream, when did you start to feel empowered?
I guess after so much failure, right? And so I think I read it somewhere that the average millionaire doesn't make the first million until they're in their seventh or eighth attempt. And that was refreshing for me, right, when I failed so many times. But to that point, what I found was the home-based business industry, or what most people would call network marketing, multi-level marketing, has lots of negative connotations. But that's what freed me from my banking career, and I, probably when I felt the most empowered, the day that I left the bank unwillingly, like I was not given the opportunity to resign the bank management, right? My vice president, after about a year of working a business part-time, spare time, right, I had matched my full-time income. And my superiors didn't like the fact that I was sharing that information with my friends and my coworkers, right? It was almost as if, I was Harriet Tubman coming into the plantation to steal away their slaves, right? And so that was a problem for my management team. I was asked to leave, and of course, that was the beginning of, you know, full-time entrepreneurship, and one of the greatest blessings of my life, where I didn't choose to burn the bridge. They kind of burned it for me and forced me to sink or swim. So I probably, that's when I felt the most empowered, really taking my, taking everything and my future into my own hands.
Wow. Well, with all of those obstacles happening, you know, how do you generally connect with new people to share the opportunities to join the family?
Well, today is so much different. See, my career spans, you know, 10 years in the banking industry and then almost 20 years now as an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Yeah, and so today is so much different, right? I'm learning the nuances of social media and this new digital age that we're in. And I've been participating in it in a lot of different ways when you think about the financial services industry, but I'm not, you know, my kids, right? My kids can TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat, you know, all within one conversation probably. And that ability to touch more people globally is amazing, especially when you can harness that as a tool. Where I come from, you know, and it's just funny, right? I'm dating myself. But where I come from, we come from the belly to belly, let's have a cup of coffee, sit down, and game plan. You know, this is where how I was brought into entrepreneurship and home-based business industry, where I've been blessed, right, in those two decades to be a part of multiple different platforms, whether it was product-based or service-based industries. So it helped me really to be able to connect and build relationships, not just communicate. I think the weakness, you know, sometimes you have strengths and weaknesses that hang right up next to each other, right? So the strength of social media, internet world is the vast opportunity we have out there to be able to connect and reach anywhere in the world, but it takes away the personal touch, right? So we have the high tech, low touch, and I love the fact that I grew up where we were much more, I was groomed anyway, entrepreneurially, to be able to connect and be able to build relationships long term. That equity is amazing today, being able to utilize the tools of the technology, but still be able to build relationships and connect with people where they are. So, yeah, it's a learning experience as I'm going, though, because I'm a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah, you can still have that kitchen table approach. But, you know, you're just on the other side of a computer screen. You know, it's different, but you can still have that that approach that will have the long-term effect. And that's needed to keep the relationship going and, you know, making sure that your customer's happy and you're doing the right thing by them as well. So, you know, technology does have, it is the biggest factor in today's market of everything that's going on. And I can see that you're excited about connecting your movement, you know, to other economic movements, and I want to thank you for connecting the Freedom Family movement with the Black Star Political Party movement. And I'm looking forward to working with you to educate and help empower people in both of our movements. How long did it take for you to really get the ball rolling and start seeing positive results for this, the overall movements and education that you've learned throughout over the course of the 20 years of your journey?
Man, that's a fantastic question, Mr. McLaughlin. Do I? You don't have the time, right? But let me try to wrap it up in the best package that I can. Throughout that corporate experience with the banking institution, I started in credit, right? I was actually a credit manager in the earliest parts of my financial career, and then moved into banking, where, you know, learned the lending side, mortgage side, business banking. All of the things that you would want to learn about the financial system, I got a free education. In fact, they paid me a salary to learn the inner workings of our financial system, and I thought it was criminal. I had so many revealings to me understanding fractional reserve banking the way I did from behind the curtain. It just didn't sit right with me. And all of that time, from the time I was in college, I learned about this thing called network marketing. I even saw it in my entrepreneurship class as one paragraph. Literally in the book, wow. Network marketing had a paragraph, not a chapter, not a whole book. It's a $280 billion industry today. It was even more, and it's still ridiculed. But back then in the 90s, it was even more ridiculed, right? So this, I saw it in the book. Someone exposed me to an opportunity while I was in college, jumped on board, and from that point all the way into the 2000s, where I was in management and banking, I didn't make any money, had no success. So we're talking a decade. But what I was getting was invaluable experience, right? It was the environment of success that I was including myself in. Because I'm an inner city kid from Detroit, I never was in an environment with people making six and seven figures and teaching others how to do it. And so that started my journey, even though I failed the first decade in multiple opportunities. I stayed in the environment, and it was almost as if I wasn't necessarily chopping down the tree. I was sharpening my axe. So when the right tree showed up, I would be ready, right? And so by the time I was, like I said, in management and banking, an opportunity showed itself at the right mentorship, and I was prepared. Within 12 months, I was matched my bank income and walked away. And it's been an amazing ride ever since. So throughout that aspect of how did I get to this point, right, I left banking, but I was on a plane reading an article about something called Bitcoin, right? I didn't understand what the technology meant, but when I read what the principles were behind it, being that it was, first of all, it was decentralized, so no one controlled it. And then it talked about the scarcity of the Bitcoin because there's a limited supply. And I'm applying this to what I know about banking, fractional reserve banking in the banks. They just print money at will. They lend out money that they don't even have to earn interest on something they never owned. It's criminal.
Yeah, but it's criminal. It's crazy.
So with this Bitcoin thing, I read the article, but in 2012, they were throwing people in jail, so I stayed away. I was intrigued. I was so intrigued from the technology and the concept of having a real pure economic money, supply and demand, and no manipulation. So about 2 or 3 years later, still having success in the home-based business industry, different types of services and products, but teaching people now how to create residual income, right? In addition to what they work on their job or maybe even full-time, six and seven figures, right? Because this is my environment now. And thankfully, the Bitcoin thing showed up again, and now it's a whole new education. So the movement, right, the Freedom Family Movement, it's teaching people, first and foremost, the foundation of wealth, which is knowledge. Okay. First of all, you got to be educated in what our economic systems are about and where you position yourself in, right? Because you don't know where you are in the system. You can never go where it is you want to go. You got to at least first find out where you are, and whether that's employee, self-employed, business owner, investment. There are only four quadrants. Robert Kiyosaki talks about it in Rich Dad Poor Dad, one of my biggest mentors and one of the systems we've used over and over and over again, right, to create freedom for people, is that cash flow quadrant. And that's what we've been teaching. And now the investor quadrant, because this is the stage I'm in, right, I've gone through every other stage. I've been the employee, been self-employed, owned businesses to create passive residual, and now you figure out what you got to do with the money once you make it. Well, you don't hold dollars because that system is not designed to hold them. It's actually inflation that makes it weaker. And so teaching people that has been not just a passion, but it is becoming a movement because people are becoming more and more educated and aware of how to design their freedom and not depend on somebody else for, lack of a better word, lack of freedom.
Right, right. So is that how you use most of your coaching sessions? You kind of go through a some macroeconomic, how do I say it, exercises, and to find out where people are in their lives, to see how your plans can benefit them?
Well, what we like to do is exactly what you said, is let people tell us where they are, and then we draw a blueprint or a roadmap to where it is they want to go.
Right.
And so whether that be, we have three disciplines, right? First and foremost is they're all going to be investment and business related on the right side of money. So the left side is the E and the S side, and we're teaching the freedom side, right? The right side, the business and investor. And so we're teaching those things. And the three categories are cryptocurrency, real estate, and investing. And we have an academy that will actually teach the disciplines of investing. But we also actually have a video, online game. We'll call it a video game, but we actually use Mr. Kiyosaki's cash flow board game.
Oh, okay.
I played it with my children. Yeah, I played it with my children for years, which now they're able to even beat me at it, which is kind of cool, right? It's rewarding to me because they understand the difference between assets and liabilities and how to create passive income playing this game, which is real life. And we've used it now as a tool, right, where it used to be a board game. Now we can introduce it to people who are clueless. A lot of times most folks don't have any income other than the E quadrant income and don't even know how the other part work until they play this game. It's like a veil is lifted when they see the value of investing and what to do with a dollar.
Right.
So we play it now online. I'm actually revealing part of our strategy to people at no cost, right? It's at richdad.com. That's a free plug for him, right? I don't get anything from that, but he has a website where you can actually play the video, play the board game for free, and not only educate yourself, but other people in the process and empower other people anywhere in the world.
Wow. That's amazing. And how you incorporated Kiyosaki's game into how you teach people. That's really amazing. Well, who are some of the people that inspire you to keep going and to not just say, you know, I made my money now and I can relax. I'm all good. You know, what keeps you going?
Well, right back at the very beginning, right, was my responsibility to the people that I love the most, right, your family. And I've always been big on, you know, family. And I was raised by family-oriented people who looked out for each other and realized that we're not going to be here forever. So what we do in our time here with the people we care about is going to matter depending on how we lived it. And so I would just say starting first and foremost, they keep me motivated, my family and my closest people around me. But the change that I see that can happen in people, because I was one of them, is also a huge motivating factor for me. I've always said it. Every one of the awards I've ever received and accolades in my years of building these different opportunities, it was always more rewarding for me to watch the people that I helped get their rewards, right? I never needed to go and get a reward and make myself feel validated. Like I said, when I was a kid, I was so of supreme confidence, right, belief in myself.
You can validate yourself,
I never needed a trophy or a badge, right? I do it just for the love of the competition and getting better. But one of my huge, I get just a warm feeling every time I see somebody having success or an aha moment. It's funny, I just got off of a Zoom right before we got on with two gentlemen just saying that, wow, man, we're going to be right here at your hip. You know, when I showed them what happens in cryptocurrency, what's happening right now, some of the results that we're getting. So they were blown away, and that's the thing that motivates me to watch people, the light bulb go off, get excited, get knowledgeable, and then turn around and empower somebody else. That's the whole, that's what it's all about.
There it is. There it is. Well, with this pandemic and everything that's happened in 2020, you know, where do you see your influence in your business headed next year?
Oh man, just multiply.
Just multiply.
Yeah, we're just gonna keep multiplying because there's no shortage of people who are looking for change. Uh-huh. So we're just, you know, molding and shaping and raising up a whole bunch of financial gladiators to wage war against poverty and to seize and harness all of the resources that are available to us in this world. It really, the collaboration. One thing about the pandemic, it has done, is it made people realize they need each other more than ever. Like, right. So I think more and more people are open to collaborating and building and connecting than ever before. We need each other. And wealth is a team sport.
Uh-huh.
So if you're doing it by yourself, you're doing it wrong. So
yeah.
And I just see greater and greater things because it's all rooted in love and empowerment and education and teaching and knowledge, and that's something that we need to be sharing anyway. So the sky's the limit. There is no limit for where we can go and what we have to do, because, like I said, there's an unlimited amount of people in the world that need what we have, which is financial savvy, financial intelligence, which is, again, the foundation of economics, is knowing what it is and where you are and how you fit in it.
Right. There it is. There you have it. And this has been a great podcast that we've had today. And everybody, you've been listening to Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great week, everyone.
Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation. We've got the sports team. And our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.